Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
With the main evening news on Highland Radio, I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines. The Dáil has heard claims cancer patients are begging for chemotherapy appointments. The number of admitted patients awaiting beds in the northwest exceeded 100 this morning. Following a boil water notice in Buncrana, the issue of communication with Uisce Éireann has been raised in the Dáil, and tourism issues in Inishowen have been raised at a recent municipal district meeting. These stories in full and more coming up, and Mark Gallagher will be here for a sports update at around a quarter to six. But first, the Dáil has heard claims cancer patients are begging for chemotherapy appointments. Sinn Féin says it is shocking that some people are being left to wait beyond the recommended timeline of 15 days for cancer treatments. Party leader Mary Lou McDonald told the Dáil chamber lives are on the line, particularly in the West and Northwest.
We need numbers, we need figures, we need to know exactly how widespread this experience is, and more importantly, what you will do to fix this urgently.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin says government has provided significant investment towards cancer services.
The HSE National Cancer Control Programme has set a target of 95% of urgent referrals being seen within 10 working days and 95% of non-urgent referrals to be seen within 12 weeks. And to date, 62% of urgent referrals have met the time frame of 10 working days. That needs to improve, of that there is no doubt.
The number of admitted patients awaiting beds in the northwest this morning exceeded 100. There were 50 patients without beds at Letterkenny University Hospital, 16 of those in the emergency department, and 54 in Sligo, 26 of them in the ED. The national total this morning was 769, with the highest number 90 in Cork, followed by 89 in Limerick and 69 in Galway. Following a boil water notice in Buncrana, the issue of communication with Uisce Éireann has been raised in the Dáil. The notice was due to an issue at Slavery Water Treatment Plant and lasted 7 days from January 2nd through January 9th. Donegal TD Padraig McLaughlin said there needs to be proper accountability.
In the last number of days, there was a boil water notice for most of my town. There's serious problems, clearly, with the Uisce Éireann infrastructure in my area. I can't get speaking to a damn human being. I can't get answers from my constituents, nor can the local councillors. I have to send an email. This is outrageous. Back in the day, many, many years ago, when something like that happened, I'd lift the phone to an employee of Donegal County Council. We'd have a good conversation and I could give a proper update about where things stood. Minister, you've been a public representative for a long time. This has to stop. This has to stop. We need proper accountability and answers for our constituents about what's going on. Like, we have the Eddie Fullerton Dam. I'm really proud of it. My predecessor, Councillor Eddie Fullerton, fought for it. It's a fantastic resource with water for our people. It passes through my town. So you have the water disconnected. You have the boil water notice. We could be using that water. I can't get answers from Uisce Éireann to all of these questions. This organisation is not fit for purpose. I believe that's by design rather than accident. And Minister, it has to stop and you need to change it.
Tourism is one issue that was discussed at a recent meeting of Inishowen Municipal District. A lack of bus tours reaching the area when tourists arrived in Donegal last year was a concern raised by one member. MD Cathaoirleach Martin McDermott said there needs to be early planning done ahead of this summer.
Yeah, well, last year, Ryan, we had situations where we were told that, you know, only one single bus operator was taking tours to Malin Head. At that point, we did have discussions with Fáilte Ireland and with the tourism board of our own county, Donegal Tourism. We also met with Explore Inishowen. So putting that all together, we just need to be sure that at the start of this year, we're now in January, we're probably 3 to 4 months away from a summer season. We need to be sure that, you know, we're selling the whole county as a whole, and that whatever tourism is coming into the county, that is distributed as best we can throughout the county. Because, you know, a lot of the times people think when they get to Donegal, if they get to Donegal town, that that's them in Donegal, and they move on somewhere else, and we don't get the benefit up here in the Neshonin in particular off the amount of tourists that come into Donegal. And I think it's just to be vigilant of that now in January, and make sure that our own Donegal tourism within the county, working with all the other tourism operators, making sure that that amount of people that's coming into to the county is distributed as best we can equally around the county, and making sure that those tour operators and those bus operators come to any show. And I think that's important for us as an MD. It's important for all the businesses here in any show, particularly, you know, a lot of these businesses throughout the summer depend solely on tourism.
Anyone targeted in deepfake images online is being asked to report it to Gardaí. Members of the force are due to update an Oireachtas committee today on the steps that can be taken to prosecute tech firms which enable nudified images. It's after it emerged that the X tool Grok was being used to digitally undress images of women and children. The minister responsible for AI, Niamh Smith, insists X has broken the law and will face repercussions.
Within Irish law, X is complicit in sharing nudified and child abuse images if they have the possession or they're facilitating the distribution of these images. And again, the sharing of images that are unconsensually being shared of women. These are all aspects of which I believe where X are breaking the law by facilitating Grok as an online platform and making it so publicly available as part of the norm. And it is far from norm. The Irish government is not going to accept it.
Meanwhile, a Midlands Northwest MEP is calling on the European Commission to suspend Grok across the EU if the platform continues to facilitate AI-generated sexualized images of adults and children. Nina Carberry says the provisions to allow that to be suspended are already in place.
Look, it's quite simple. If a company wants to operate in the EU, it has to follow EU rules. And right now, by creating sexualized pictures of women and children with AI without consent, X is clearly in breach of the Digital Services Act. That's why I'm calling for a temporary suspension of Grok. Take Grok offline and let X fix the problem. Should no progress be made, then a full suspension has to be on the table. Under Article 70 of the Digital Services Act, the EU can apply this temporary suspension. It exists for exactly these moments and it needs to be used. Warnings and fines clearly aren't enough. The last time the European Commission opened an investigation into X, it took over 2 years before a fine was issued. That's simply unacceptable.
Gardaí are investigating hundreds of reports of suspected child sexual abuse images linked to Grok. Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau says it may be some time before there's any prosecutions.
People, I suppose, particularly with the current commentary that's ongoing, there's an expectation, you know, that there's an immediate response. Unfortunately, an immediate response is not always, from a Garda Síochána Conn's perspective, it's not always possible. There are processes that have to be followed in terms of gathering evidence to sustain, you know, the investigation and to sustain a prosecution.
Donegal County Council is asking Transport Infrastructure Ireland to consider the installation of average speed cameras in Kilmacrenan in order to reduce the average speed through the village. The issue was raised by Councillor Michael McBride, who said the junction from the church out onto the N56 remains a very dangerous spot, as does the Letcher junction on the Letterkenny side. Representations will also be made to Gardaí. On today's Greg Hughes show, Councillor McBride said the evidence shows these cameras work.
I would know myself personally of about 7 very serious car accidents that happened there at the junction on the Milford Church Hill Road, where vehicles just came on out without stopping. Colliding with vehicles, you know, that were on the N56 traveling in either direction. Both the most recent one was a motorbike that went underneath the lorry down there. And at the other junction, on the other side of the town, in the village next to Letterkenny, that's known locally as the Leiter Junction, there's been a number of accidents there at that staggered junction in recent times. So the history's not good, and something needs to be done about it. There's a 2016 UK study that indicates that a 36% decrease in severe fatal accidents following the installation of these types of cameras. There's a study done in Sweden and Norway that shows that safety cameras can reduce fatal collisions between 38% and 49%. And there's a London School of Economics study found that fatal collisions decreased between 50 to 68% within 500 metres of these average speed cameras. So I think if we can slow the traffic in general through the village, you know, I think you'll find that the accidents will probably reduce significantly, and maybe any accidents that do happen wouldn't be of such a serious nature. But look, there's no perfect solution. I'm not saying by any means that this would be a complete answer to the problem we have.
A Donegal TD has claimed that the European Union is bleeding Ireland dry with nothing coming in return. Deputy Charles Ward was speaking in the Dáil during the debate on a Sinn Féin motion calling on the government to ask its MEPs to continue fighting the EU-Mercosur agreement. Ireland was one of five countries to oppose the deal, but opposition parties say it was too little, too late. Deputy Ward says Ireland is capitulating to Europe and the betrayal of the fishing industry is about to be replicated in the agricultural sector. Deputy Ward says Ireland's no vote last week was nothing but an empty gesture to save face.
The Mercosur deal is a great example of a government once again putting EU demands over the wants and needs of our own citizens. It's yet another example of a government completely failing to do the right thing, then embarrassingly trying to save face at the last minute. The government had to be dragged kicking and screaming to do the right thing for its own citizens. The reality is, though, that they knew this deal was going to go through anyway, so they voted no. It was basically to save face, and it's something that the government has decided to do when it was obviously the deal was it was done. Our farmers are being punished, and it is nothing but an absolute travesty what's going to be coming down the line here. Our fishing industry is also being bled dry by Europe. In Ireland, we hold 12% of EU waters, and we're allocated less than 6%. And the new fishing quota saw us lose a third of that. And this will happen to the Irish farmer. You mark my words, when this meat comes in, we are done. The government has to stop prioritising European demands over the needs of its own citizens and consider all we're getting out of Europe is absolutely nothing. They're bleeding us dry. We need to stand up and we need to say no and we need to fight.
Sinn Féin's agricultural spokesperson is accusing the government of trying to ride both horses when it comes to the Mercosur trade deal. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Martin Kenny says the government needs to ensure its MEPs are firm in their opposition.
Will you make sure your Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael colleagues that our government MEPs vote against it? Will you do that or will you not? That's a mark of what your commitment is. Because at the end of the day, we know where you stand. You think you can ride both horses. Well, you can't, Minister.
Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Trade Neil Richmond told the debate the government isn't trying to have it both ways. He said his colleagues have remained consistent on their opposition to the deal.
It is important to emphasise that this decision was not a symbolic gesture. Ireland's opposition to the EU-Mercosur agreement has been consistent and focused on ensuring the best outcome for our most vulnerable sectors, both in our efforts to achieve a blocking minority and in our work to seek out support and protections for our farmers in the event the agreement would ultimately be adopted.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. We will have a sports update after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 here on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal have named their team to face Derry in this evening's Dr. McKenna Cup semi-final at Celtic Park. Seven changes have been made to the starting lineup that faced Antrim on Sunday. Brendan McCall, Keelan McGonigal, Pater Mogan, Michael Langan, Dara O'Boyle, Connor O'Donnell and Owen McGeehan all come into the starting 15 for tonight's game, with Ryan McHugh returning to the squad to take his place on the bench. Spectators are reminded to buy their tickets for the game in advance on the Ulster GAA website, as no tickets will be available for purchase at the ground. We will have full live match coverage here in Highland from the 7:30 throw-in in Derry. The other last four tie is in Inishkeen at the same time as Monaghan welcomes 17-time winners Tyrone. Moving on to soccer, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has revealed he could give Kai Havertz his first start in over a year tonight when the Gunners face Chelsea in the first leg of their EFL Cup semi-final. The forward made his return from injury by coming off the bench in the FA Cup victory over Portsmouth at the weekend, and Arteta is delighted to have the German back in contention.
We missed him a lot. A year is a long time in football, but the way he's come back, he looks really fit, really confident. He's such an intelligent player that straight away he's someone that connects with the players really naturally. So, yeah, we are so happy to have him. He's going to help us so much, and now we have to keep him fit.
Kickoff at Stamford Bridge is at 8 o'clock, and last night Manchester City defeated Newcastle 2-0 in the other semi-final first leg clash at St James's Park. Celtic defender Kieran Tierney says it's been normal having Martin O'Neill back in charge of the team. He has returned to Parkhead for his second spell of the season after Wilfred Nancy was sacked. Tierney says they're ready to turn their season around.
If you play at Celtic, you've got a competitive nature and you want to win, and you know at Celtic you have to win. So that's what's kind of bringing us along and motivating us, because we know we've not been good enough up to now, and that's what we want to change.
Victory for the Hoops against Falkirk tonight would see them move above rivals Rangers into second place, while Hearts can go 6 points clear at the top with a win at home to St Mirren. Both of those games are underway from 7:45. Tottenham Hotspur have completed the signing of England international Conor Gallagher. The midfielder has joined the Premier League club from Atletico Madrid in a deal worth in the region of £35 million. Gallagher has signed a contract until the summer of 2031. Michael Carrick is meeting his Manchester United squad for the first time today after being appointed head coach until the end of the season. His first game in charge will be Saturday's derby against Manchester City. Former United captain Roy Keane has called for the club to move for Newcastle boss Eddie Howe in the summer. Keith Tracy played under Howe at Burnley, and he can understand why he's been linked with a move to Old Trafford.
Some of the players he improved: Ben Mee was 22 at the time. Kieran Trippier was 21, Charlie Austin, Jay Rodriguez, Danny Ings, players at United that need to be improved. The likes of Lenny Yoro, Kobe Mainoo. There's a lot of other younger players in the group, Amad Diallo, that need to be, Dorgu, all need to be improved. Even Lammens as well. I know he's 23, but it's his fourth season in the Premier League. There's a lot of players that need to improve and come to grips with the Premier League, and I think Eddie would be a decent little junction there.
In rugby, Ulster have confirmed the signing of second row Ellie Snayman on a 2-year deal. The Zimbabwean-born lock will arrive in Belfast this summer following the end of his current contract with Italian side Benetton. He's also enjoyed a stint with the South African franchise Blue Bulls in Super Rugby and in the Currie Cup. Finally, in golf, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy have been paired together for the first two rounds of the Dubai Invitational. The Ryder Cup teammates will be out for their opening round at Creek Resort from 5:30 Irish time tomorrow morning. Patrick Harrington and Tom McKibben are also part of the feed at the DP World Tour event. That is all your sport for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live coverage of the Donegal game from 7:30. Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Donegal County Council is being urged to provide financial help for people in social homes affected by defective blocks. The issue was raised at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District by Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, who said between dampness and cracks, DCB homes are hard to heat and support for the acquisition of heaters and dehumidifiers would be a major help. Officials say if repair works are required to any council-owned social home in the county, the tenant should contact housing in the normal way. However, Councillor Devine says no word yet on a government scheme to remediate social homes, small short-term supports are necessary.
Small things, cost effective, you know, the dehumidifiers for people living in council-owned houses, not dampness, you know, children here now at the minute be getting asthma, respiratory issues, going into the hospital through dampness in their homes. And a simple thing like a dehumidifier would help a lot. You know, and I'm asking the council here, and I've asked them to at this meeting, would they help and supply, help with fuel costs and whatnot for these people that's living in these badly affected homes?
The wording of your motion suggested you're not at all confident that we're going to see an announcement from government about a social housing scheme anytime soon.
Even done enough to announce it tomorrow, we're talking at least 18 months before there's a house fixed. You know, it's 6 months before we get the paperwork sorted, before we get tenders net out and that. So it leaves another year at least before a house is rebuilt. So realistically, only we're looking at 2 years. So we're families here are going to be living in these homes for another 2 years. And in fairness to Donegal County Council, they do their best to try and remediate homes, fill cracks and that on the outside the best they can. But the dampness is in these homes, Donald, you know, and this is why a simpler thing as a humidifier could help these families go a long, long way in keeping their houses half warm, keeping the dampness away at bay, keeping it the best that they can until they find new homes or until their homes is remediated. And I don't think it's cost, wild cost, that they could buy these in bulk and get them into these homes, and I think it will save them in the long run. You know.
And the weather, a mix of clear spells and scattered showers tonight. Isolated fog patches may form inland. Some frost is possible also, with lows of 0 to 4 degrees in light to moderate southerly winds. Thursday will bring a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some will be heavy with a chance of hail or thunder. Highest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees in light to moderate southerly or variable winds. A look back at this evening's main stories. The Dáil's Héireann claims cancer patients are begging for chemotherapy appointments. Sinn Féin says it's shocking that some people are being left to wait beyond the recommended timeline of 15 days for cancer treatment. Party leader Mary Lou McDonald told the Dáil Chamber lives are on the line, particularly in the West and North West. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said government has provided significant investment towards cancer services. The number of admitted patients awaiting beds in the Northwest exceeded 100 this morning. There were 50 patients without beds at Letterkenny University Hospital, 16 of them in the emergency department, and 54 in Sligo, 26 of those in the ED. The national total this morning was 769, with the highest number 90 in Cork, followed by 89 in Limerick and 69 in Galway. Following a boiled water notice in Buncrana, the issue of communication with Uisce Éireann has been raised in the Dáil. The notice was due to an issue at Slavery Water Treatment Plant and lasted 7 days from January 2nd through January 9th. Donegal TD Padraig McLaughlin said that there needs to be proper accountability. And tourism is one issue that was raised at a recent meeting of Inishowen Municipal District. A lack of bus tours reaching the area when tourists arrived to Donegal last year was a concern raised by one member. MD Cathaoirleach Martin McDermott says there needs to be early planning done ahead of this summer. That is all from the newsroom for now. Our next news update will be at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, January 14th. The death has occurred of Eilish McGinley, Brighton, and formerly of Lochmalt, Brooklis. Funeral Mass was held on Thursday the 8th of January in St John the Baptist Catholic Church, Brighton, followed by private cremation at Downs Crematorium, Bear Road, Brighton. A memorial mass will be held for Eilish in the Church of St Joseph and St Connell, Brooklis, on Saturday the 17th of January at 11 a.m, followed by interment of ashes in the family plot. Donations in lieu of flowers to the MSA Trust, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Liam Rorty, Kilross Stranorler. Remains are reposing at his home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving there on Friday at 10:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Archview Lodge Nursing Home, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Edward McGettigan, Kilconnell Glebe, Kilmacrennan, reposing at his late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Parking is available at the car park opposite the Thatch Cottage, Kilmacrennan. A shuttle bus will operate to and from the wake. The death has taken place in Woodside, New York, of Caroline McGinley, originally from Derrybeg, Gador. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, tomorrow from 1 p.m. until Rosary at 8 p.m. Removal after the rosary to the family home, which is private to family and friends only, please. Funeral Mass will be on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columbkill's Church, Crookfulla. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John Dorian, Menachan, Inver. John's remains will repose at his nephew John Arnold's home at Menachan, Inver, until Rosary at 9 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until Rosary at 9 p.m. Removal on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary Frosses for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of John McGowan Funeral Directors or any family member. John's funeral can be viewed on MCN Live. The death has taken place of Peter West, 23 Mourne Avenue, Strabane, and formerly of Luton, Bedfordshire. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home today at 6 p.m. to St Mary's Church, Melmount, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 10 a.m. interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of John Freel, Ballynakilly, Church Hill, and formerly of Auchterlin, Rathmullen, reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow in St. Columba's Church Glenswilly at 11 a.m, followed by burial in Rathmullen Cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. The house is strictly private to family at the request of the deceased. Family prayers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. The death has taken place of Veronica Vonnie O'Hanlon, 29 Daly Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, Letterkenny, today from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral home is private to family and close friends on the morning of the funeral, please. Family home is strictly private to immediate family and close friends only, please. Funeral mass tomorrow in St. Union's Cathedral at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.